Welcome back to Gas Bagging. I'm Dan Morrison.
And I'm Kate Campbell.
And here we are.
Oh, what a treat. It took us a little while to get here with some little technical difficulties at the beginning, but we're great.
Oh, you're such a tech queen now. I'm just so proud. You've come so far.
I know. I actually feel so proud of myself and even knowing how to like set up the microphone and everything.
Yeah. Phenomenal work.
She's high tech.
I think the first time you didn't even have like the earphones like plugged into the mic itself.
I didn't know how to do any of it, but now I'm like, sorry, recording a podcast. Excuse.
Here she is. Kate, Victoria Montano is going to be at our Poof Doof on this week.
She's started her like pop star era. Wow is kind of all I can say.
When I first saw it, I completely forgot that she had sung on one of the episodes. So then I was like, what is she doing there? Like, is she just doing like a show with drag queens like running around in a fur? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
it's like what level of a show is she
are you
doing?
Providing the gaze?
Yeah. Exactly. What are you showing the gaze? But I also think it's like an iconic move from her. When you get those gaze on side, you are a powerhouse, and she needs like as many people inside at the moment as she can she can get, I feel.
Yes.
But I actually kind of thought it was a joke. Like, it took me a while when James sent us that photo. I was like, what? Who? Oh my God, what is going on?
And now do we think she's going to do a number?
100%. For someone to have the audacity to sing in front of a small group of people at a dinner party that she's hosting, she's getting up on stage. Like, delusion is real with this one. Like, it's on another level. Good luck to her.
I hope she has an actual, like, single that's coming out from this. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
totally.
She's going to premiere it at Poof Doof, you know.
Oh, that's exactly.
With all the culture critics in the room. Like.
Exactly. The culture kings. 100%. If she doesn't have a single, like, locked in, and if she isn't performing it at the reunion, like, I do not want to watch the rest of this season. If she needs to do like a Kim Zolciak style performance,
a Drusadora,
making everyone so uncomfortable sitting there listening. I like what is your age? I like the beat. I like the drop.
I need to say that. We should ask Joel Creasy to do like the Nicki Minaj at the Potomac reunion and just get her to do like a cappella on the spot, like what she did to Candace.
So stressful. But yeah, please.
How exciting we're actually getting a reunion. I thought after Melbourne season 5 we just weren't.
Never
I thought it was
again.
Just like nothing for the girls again, but no, here we are.
I think it'll be good. It'll be fun. I feel like these gals need a good little – they deserve a reunion.
Yeah, I need to see another showdown between Dr. Kate and Victoria. I need a little back and forth
gonna
across the room.
It's going to get scary. Like, it's going to get scary.
And very quickly, Jen Shah in prison with – I knew that, like, this relationship between her and Elizabeth Holmes, like, I knew it was going to, like, keep developing, but, like, the latest headline of her helping Elizabeth Holmes tone her abs in there.
Yeah. She'd be like, hi, Jen, could you help me tone my abs? Like, I'd love to know if she's still rolling with that fake voice in prison. Hey, Jen, can you please pass me the dumbbell? Who would have ever thought those two names like in the same sentence?
I'm shocked they're in the same prison like that.
Well, also just like two iconic fraudsters is ultimately like when you get down to it, they're both just like total frauds. So what?
They're going to come out of there with a business idea. Like, they will be coming, they'll be sitting there in there scheming about the next con, and they will come out and do something. Yeah. Insane.
It'll be a workout video.
Yeah.
But sure her bod's looking amazing though. Like, good luck to her.
Oh.
That's all they've got to do in there. People in prison always look incredible.
Oh. If you did not come out like looking like Sarah Connor, like, you know, Terminator 2 Judgment Day, like, there's no reason to go into prison. Like, there's absolutely no reason to go in there.
None. You like need to come out looking like an iconic, she's the action figure. It's like the only way you can kind of rebirth, I feel like, coming out of there as well. Like, look how great I am now, and I look so hot.
Yeah. And also, like, this con people just, like, coming out of prison and just getting to do what the fuck they want is also just amazing. Like, that is it Billy McFarlane that was Firefest?
Oh, the Firefest guy. Yeah, he's out and thriving somehow. Firefest 2.0.
Like, throwing Firefest 2.
Exactly. How do they get – well, and, like, Anna Delvey, never been better. Like, did she ever get fully arrested? I
love her
know,
with, like, Kelly Catrone. Like – doing a little photo shoot on the
so
roof.
So good. Those clips of Kelly, like, being like, she's iconic, she's amazing. And you're just like, oh, my God, Kelly, you're so full on. And they had to do it in, like, the house she's in house arrest under. So good.
I'm in my Kelly Catrone renaissance after finishing Kel on Earth. I'm just like, I need just all the content with her. Like, I did The City not long ago, so I had, like, a taste of her again. And then this Kel on Earth. So, I think I feel like I need to go back to the hills and just, like...
And just get your get fix. I was meant to say to you, since you... It's like, clearly the iPhone is listening to us, because I have been getting served so many Kel on Earth clips, like, so many. And I'm like, okay, I need to watch this full series. Like, they're just constantly crying, constantly chasing money. Kelly's like furious. There was a clip, Kelly's just like furiously highlighting a piece of paper, like, where's my money? And I'm like, oh my God, how did anything get done there? But I really actually need to watch it, like, now.
One of my favorite, like, continual lines that always kept popping up was, like, we're not doing favors, it's a recession. Like, it was
like, I think that's the through actually line for the entire the clip sleep. I was watching, and she was like, there's so much money going out of here, why is there no money coming in? Like, she's just constantly paying everyone else, and she's like, what? Yeah. And then one the little assistant girl's like, oh yeah, I just chased someone, and we just got $1,000. And Kelly's like, $1,000, that's not gonna pay all of you to be here. And they're all like, oh my God. And I'm sure it is, I'm sure she was paying them like peanuts, like,
absolutely. And I'm sure the actual, like, interns in there were not getting paid a dime. Like, it was like, you're living off experience.
Yeah, I'm like, I know that well. Like, a fashion internship is just horrific, but with Kelly Catrone, oh my God, dead.
You'd say yes.
100%. I'd take my soul. Yeah. What if you want me to do? Plan out a Dolby's next fashion show? Great. You've got no money? Amazing. I'll be there. Sign me up.
Even better. And just before we get into the girls, I know it's a Christmas party season coming up for many people, but the person who's had the best Christmas party so far is Janet Roach at the Chemist Warehouse Christmas party.
Oh, my God. The little neon paint on the little head.
Oh, phenomenal.
Wow.
Who with Delta?
Who was singing? I was like, I just actually had the flash of who was
Tones
she?
Tones and I behind her. She was, Tones and I was going, and she's just like front row, like just off her face going, woo!
Dance Monkey, Dance Monkey. She's still jamming out to Dance Monkey. The eyes were like, one eye was like rolling in a total other direction. Mm. Like, time of her life.
The only way to enjoy a Christmas party, just you want one eye rolling.
One eye rolling, a little bit of neon paint on you, and you'll be fine.
The Janet Roach approach, just the enjoy.
Janet Roach. Yeah. Just embrace it. Just marry rich and you'll be fine.
I was going to say she doesn't even like work there, but I guess, you know, she got the raw essentials stocked in the aisle. So I guess technically
She's one of the stockists. Chemist Warehouse is a stockist for her.
Shall we talk about the girls in Tokyo?
Yes.
I never want children, but I would kind of want, like, a child if they're doing, like, Polaroids for you before you go on a trip away. Like, your own personal little stylist.
Totally. This personalized, like, stylist, inbuilt stylist she has at home with those little cards and the little notes. Mm. I was like, love that. How does that happen to me? Like, sign me. But that was such, like, an elevated moment for Chrissy. I was like, oh, very cool.
And I can never reconcile with, like, hat boxes when I see people with those huge, like, just like checking on
a hat box,
For your trip is just like, that's wealth to me. Oh. Like if you can check on like a full hat box, you have made it.
100%. There's nothing that says wealthy more than a hat box or like a shoe bag. You know, people that like when they put their like designer shoes in a bag within the bag, I'm like, wow, you're doing something right. But yeah, a hat box, go away. Who's actually packing a hat on a trip? But yeah, hat box is luxury.
I'm jealous of Caroline just enjoying 90s Japan. Like her just like rattling off like that experience she had there.
Brad Pitt.
Yes. Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Red Hot Chili Peppers. It sounds like a wild ride. Her, I'm obsessed with her. This episode, I just fell in love with her even more. She just looks so hot in every scene. She seems really lovely. And her, I would kill to hear like some of the actual versions of these real stories of her being a hostess in Japan in the 90s. I'm like, oh, like she's got some absolute stories, like absolute stories.
Yes, her and that gay friend of hers, is his name Chris or something? Chris. They would, yeah.
Oh, I shudder to think what has occurred. I loved when she called him from the tub, like completely naked. Like, hey, babe, you'd love this. He's like, oh, okay, thanks.
Yeah, she's like, I wish he was here in the tub.
In the tub. I was like, okay, love that. Yeah.
No, I'm with you there. Like, Caroline, just like everything she did this episode, I'm just like, you are amazing. Like, even obsessed. Just even the comedy of her, like, we'll get to it at the end, but when the girls, in like, the Terry and Chrissy are kind of fighting and she's still, like, just drinking by herself at the sake bar. It's like, great.
It. She's an icon.
Did you enjoy the women's kimonos that they put on?
Yes. Stunning. I loved the forced, situation what would you even call her, that the kimono lady running the show put them in by
maitre d'
like,
of the kimonos.
What a shady gal making them decide about who goes first and who goes last. And I was just like, oh girl, you know what you're doing here. But I thought they looked stunning, but I didn't pick the girl to her kimono. I thought they all picked different kimonos, and I did not pick Sally. I thought Caroline was going to go for that red. I thought that was going to be Caroline going for that big red number. Not Sally. Sally kind of looked a bit swamped by the feathers.
Yeah.
The feathers were a lot.
She looked insane.
She looked insane. But I tell you what, like I would have died. 38 degree heat in all of that getup. Oh. I would have passed right out. Like I would have been Caroline in. And then when the lady starts making the tea, oh, no, thank you.
The last thing you want in that heat is like a hot green tea. Like.
Totally. And it's like, it looked so divine. And I'm sure it, like, I'm hanging to go to Japan and you'd die to go to a tea house and that whole experience. But I truly could not think of anything worse. You'd be sweltering the amount of layers. And yeah, exactly what I feel like when I'm sweltering a hot matcha tea. Like, go. with that in a little like tiny little tea house or so close to each other, my face had been melting.
You'd stink as well. Just it's everyone like sweating.
Can you imagine how sweat in there. Stinky that room would have been. Just the stench of everyone's sweat and everyone's like perfume melting and all the makeup. Oh my god. Foul. But also okay. So my thing for you though is, it's not Terry's trip. I can't handle the Terry's trip and the Caroline nostalgia of it all. Like it's confusing to me. Is for one already Housewives Universe. We know Terry didn't pay for any of this. We know Terry didn't get the booking at the iconic restaurant.
She didn't organize any of this.
But then this added layer of like, sorry, is it Caroline's trip or is it Terry's trip? Why did they not just make it Caroline's trip when no one's actually paying for this trip? I don't know. It just really bothered me. I was like, no one's really paying for this trip.
No, and it's just like that kills me. It's always like, yeah, and it's always like a very like tourism thing. You know what I mean? Like here's all these like different experiences, that kind of thing. That's why they send them to sushi making. He's like a sake bar, that kind of thing. But But then, like, in a real world, if we're talking, like, real sense, the places you'd want to go is, like, if Caroline was, like, it was her trip taking back to places that she loved and, like, parts of the city and, like, all that kind of thing. But obviously they probably wouldn't be able to film it. Like,
I've got no, all those of course places. Not. That wouldn't have passed the brand partnership in with Visit Japan, the guidelines of that. But, like, stunning, though. Like, truly, the places that they were going, like, looked amazing. But I just it always kills me with the, like, just – we know it's a trip. It's okay.
I loved when they were finishing up at the School of Aesthetics. That's what it was, wasn't it? When Chrissy was doing her bow and Caroline looked at her, she goes, oh, you got all the way down. And then Chrissy's like, hypermobile.
Yeah. The way she said it so slow as she went up, the whisper. I loved it. I like them as a duo.
Oh, they're good. I want them to be, like, better friends on it, because I'm so annoyed that, you know, we had those three girls at the end that went to the sake thing, and it was like, I'm like, these are my three. Yes. This is like the holy trinity. And I was just like, fuck, it's not working.
And it didn't work. I thought that too. I was like, they're the girls. They're the, like, that's the best group. And it just didn't work.
When they got off the plane though, as well, like when they first got into the hotel, Chrissy was just like, I was dying when she came in. She's like, oh, I drank nothing but eight vodkas on the flight. And and then they were trying to explain about how they don't, like, clink glasses when they cheers in Japan.
And she's like,
I'm going to find that harder.
She's like, we're going to be a mess. And everyone's like, God, what is going on, girl?
She came in hot, but I do enjoy that.
Oh, like, I love it. But, yeah, absolutely, like, is coming in so hard. You can tell she's struggling not being the star of, I don't know, the show kind of thing. She doesn't like not being the center of attention. She hates it.
Yeah, but the weird thing for me is that I wouldn't say, like, the first season she was necessarily, like, not like, wasn't. Like, it was her, Victoria, Athena, and Lisa were probably your main focuses, like, during that. But it was kind of her against them. I think she's maybe the thing she's lacking in, which I think Nicole's finally clocked into next episode. She needs someone to, like, back her up when she's, like, going at someone, and no one's really doing that. So I think she feels like an island or something, because anytime she says something to Kate or whatever, the only person that she probably thought was going to be in her corner was someone like Terry, who's not sitting there going, oh, yeah, totally, like, you make a good point or whatever. And that's she's disagreeing with her. So she doesn't have her Victoria Reeves next to her that was just, they were just, like,
ride
agreeing
or die
with whatever it was saying. Yeah, exactly. And same thing for, like, Lisa and Athena. Stood up for each other, but she doesn't have that. And that's why she's pissed off at Terry, because she was like, you're meant to be the one that was, like, you know, fighting Kate with me.
100%. That's the spiral. You've nailed it. Like, that's exactly the spiral. It's that she feels that she's, like, on the island on her own, and she's just like, what is going on? Like, that's just sending her for an absolute spin. Like, why is she not my ride or die? And Terry could, like, not be, like, more uninterested in that. You can tell Terry is done, like, in the eyes. Like, she's just like, no.
The thing is as well, like, do you think that when they go to that, like, nice restaurant where they're, like, sitting on the floor, do you think there was anything between Kate and Terry there, or, like, Chrissy just made
I think
made
Chrissy
up
made it up. Like, I didn't think – I didn't feel – I felt zero. Zero tension. I thought, if anything, actually Terry was, in that moment, probably kind of, again, not being on Chrissy's side, which I felt like that she was saying, Kate, just do, like, be who you are. We love who you are. You don't need to change. Because she was referring to when Chrissy was like, yeah, you're, you know, the more we get to know you, you open up, but you're really closed and you're this and you're that. And you could tell Kate was just, like, biting her tongue, like, was just, like, trying not to say anything. But that was my read of it. I do not think that Kate was annoyed at Terry. What do you think?
No, and I think – well, no, because I think Terry's shortness was because she was annoyed at Chrissy questioning her. So, like, when – which I know the comment that Chrissy was thinking was kind of aimed at Kate was when Terry was like – oh, like, are you happy? Oh, like, as in, are you fine? And then Kate was like, well, I'm happy with where I am. And she was like, good. And then like, but it seemed short as if like she was pissed off. But I think she was more like saying, Chrissy, see, she was saying good as in.
Like, shut up, Chrissy.
Like, Kate saying stop. She is. Like, who gives a shit? Like, just leave her alone kind of thing. But she didn't say it in 100%. So many words. But Chrissy's read that as in, oh, Terry and Kate hate each other. I've got to like jump on this.
Yeah. Shalcora, Chrissy completely read the situation wrong. Like, completely.
And sorry, can we quickly, Kate's ex-fiance, while she was 20, what did she say, renovated his house?
Yeah.
And then
what?
Left?
Yeah. How did she have all of this money? So I think she was saying like at 20, they were engaged, bought a house, and she then paid for all the renovations and like furnishings and everything, and then was like, see ya. and didn't want any. All of that was so odd. Like, what?
Like, I guess you do dumb shit when you're like 20 and stuff, but also when you're 20, you're not renovating a house.
That's like a thing. I was like, 20, I could not have been further away from renovating a house. Like, I'm like 33 now and only just like willing to commit to that.
Looking at a home.
Exactly. Like, oh God, like only just now freaking out about all of that stuff. 20, I'm like, what? I didn't know even who I was at 20, let alone, not a soul would want to marry me at 20. Like, what?
But I like, do you know what? I do take Chrissy's point where I think Kate hasn't been giving a lot of this kind of stuff throughout the season. And I think the thing is that they're doing a show where you've got to talk about yourself.
Exactly.
And Chrissy's saying all you talk about is work, as in like you're saying your job, your practice, whatever. And this is the stuff that you want to get to. So I fully agree with Chrissy. That's what you want to hear.
Totally.
That's what you want to get out of her. But I think Chrissy's approach is always like a fucking bulldozer afterwards going like, this is what we want. Why are you not happy?
Like, exactly. Like, yeah, this is how you need to be. And if you're not doing it, then we're not interested. And it's like, oh, that's just the total wrong approach, especially with someone like Kate. Kate is just like, she doesn't want a bar of her. She can't stand her. Oh, God.
I do hope Kate is in her Victoria Lunch activated mode at the reunion, though. That's the kind of I want to see. I want to see her on fire.
Yeah. No doubt in my mind she's going to be on one trotting into that reunion. She's going to be like leveled up, I think. Like, she's going to be full on scary. Like,
Good luck to her.
Good luck. Like, seriously. Do you reckon she'll be first chair? Or is it going to be like a Chrissy, Terry at the top and then the other birds?
I think depending on how the next few episodes go, it's either going to be a Chrissy, Terry or Chrissy, Kate. I think
that's true.
The two options. But I think Chrissy's definitely sitting next to Joel.
Number one gal.
Yes. So we'll see how Terry and Kate shake out for the rest of it. Mm. I loved when they were splitting them up for the sushi and sake, and Caroline goes, she heard she got sake. She's like, thank fuck.
Yeah. I was thinking, that I was like, oh my God, that would be my exact reaction. Like, I'd of course want to do both, but really, like, get me into a goddamn sake tasting. Like,
I know. I would hate being a housewife because, to be honest, I want to do both activities in a day. I'd like to do sushi during the day, sake afternoon, and then go to dinner. And I know in a housewife's world, you get one.
You
it's
get
like
one.
Amazing Race. You get like the detour thing and you've got to choose like one or the other.
That's exactly what stuck. It is. And it did make me think of those things where like you either get like put in the shitty group and you're like, oh, this is going to be no fun. Or you're like separated. Remember like when you'd be at school and you'd be put into groups and you're separated from your friends? Like, you're like, oh, great. I don't know anyone here. And okay, I'll make some sushi with Sally.
Oh, anytime. Like, same thing. Like, when you're at work and you have to do like a team building thing and you get split up from your friends and you're just stuck with like
the duds.
People and you don't want to be near. The duds, yeah.
And you're like, they're lovely, fine people, but I just want to be with my friends right now and like having a laugh. Yeah. But yeah, I would be like on a one-way ticket to that sake tasting.
But sadly, it wasn't the girl's day out I thought it was going to be. Even the other thing as well, I don't think Terry's ever ready for any of this. Like, she's ready to sit down.
Yeah.
Have a laugh, have a drink, and obviously Caroline's the same. But like Chrissy's just like ready to go. Like, oh, I've got to.
She was like, "I've got to tell you right now." Terry looked like genuinely flawed by it. Like she was genuinely like, "Sorry, I'm just a sip into my sake tasting, and you're hitting me with this. Like, what is going on?" I'd be furious.
There was the moment, I can't remember exactly what Chrissy said, but when she was like, oh, like, I'm worried about like our friendship. And then Terry was like, us, like, as in like, she wasn't even like ready to, like, she hasn't sensed anything.
Nothing. There was like a cut to her face and she like gave the best. It was this real like, what? Like, what are you talking about? And Chrissy was like borderline tears the whole time. I was like, oh, wow. Meanwhile, like, Caroline's in the background like, boo, give me another. Give me another hit of that sake.
Oh, Chrissy's storming off to get to the lift and, like, taking the mic off.
That was full on. And I loved also when Terry's like, I'm getting in the lift. Like, she was trying to not get her in the lift with her. It was just like, but I did like it. I was just like, okay, good. This, I need a little tension between these girls and they're not backing down. This is a good petty fight about like nothing, but it's like the bringing the stakes up, which I love.
Yeah, because like, fuck, Victoria fucked off to Europe, exactly. Which is just so annoying. Like, she should be here being stuck doing the sushi making.
Exactly. Like, I kept thinking that. I was like, I wonder where they would have put her, and she would have been making sushi, sitting there in a little fur-collared coat, and Kate, like just spitting daggers at her. Also, sorry, I do not want to skip over Kate calling her cats. Did you see that? When she had the cats like a whatever you call that, like a baby monitor, but for the cats.
I'm sorry, the thing that killed me was the sound effects obviously they put in in post. Like meow, meow, meow.
I was like, thinking that too. I was like, oh, really good. Like they're real meow. Really,
but you've seen those like Furbo things. I think that's the name.
Yeah, so many people have them, and it gives them the treats or whatever.
My sister-in-law had it like in her backyard and like scream out to the dog through the app. Like she was like barking at something, and then just like fire a treat.
It's so intense.
It's insane.
I've like been in rooms with people where I can tell like they're on it, and they're like, Frankie, get the treat, Frankie. And I'm like, oh my God, sorry, who are you yelling at? And they're like, that's my dog. I'm like, oh. God, it's too much. I didn't understand it at first. I couldn't understand. I was like, what do you mean you're throwing a treat at your dog from from your phone? I couldn't, like, my mind just couldn't work it out.
Watch us move into like a stage like later on in our lives, like 20, 30 years from now, where it's you're just shooting treats at like a baby.
Oh my yeah, good luck, kid. Here you go. Oh my God, we actually got I bought a robo vacuum in the Black Friday sales, and it arrived last night. Truly, it's like the future. For hours trying, I was like setting it up. I just watched it clean for hours. It was quite wild. I was like, I just kept saying, Adrian, this is the future. He's like, these have been around
for a really long time.
It's done an incredible job. Like, I'm floored. Yeah. It also does a mop as well. I've not tried the mop.
Oh, a mop.
But I was like, this is the future. It got stuck on a couple of chairs and I was like, okay, come on, fair. I'll help you up.
It's learning.
Yeah. It was learning. It was mapping the house. But, wow, I was like, this is the future.
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm going to have to give it a little wave when I see you on Saturday. Just like, are you going to name it?
I know. I was thinking, that's why my sister-in-law said. She's like, you got to give it a name. I was like, oh, okay. I have to really think about that. Little robo-vac. It's very cute.
The Terry and Caroline relationship I love. Like, just before they go out to that dinner, them doing like little clap hands on the bed. And then when they first arrived as well, when they like – fell onto the bed and like Caroline's like tits were flying out as well.
I loved that. I love them. They're like really funny together. They're a good, they're like, you can just tell it's like real friends. They really are like silly and love each other. But yeah, I loved that when they just fell back onto the bed together in a little, like it was lovely coordinated little black and white number on the both of them. I was like, oh, stunning girls. Stunning. I actually thought that all round, they all look stunning in Tokyo. They've never looked better, all of them. Whoever they got to do their glam, like they look incredible. I just kept thinking, I was like, you've never looked this good, gals. Like Tokyo is great on all of you.
One problem I did have was Chrissy, before she was going to go on the night out, was saying, like, I'm not one who will say, like, I'm not coming.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, Chrissy, a few weeks ago, you said you weren't coming to Kill Care.
Yeah.
And you didn't show up at the beginning. Like, and then you eventually did, but she's like, I'm not one to say, like, I'm not coming. I'm like, well,
you are. You are, and you've done it, and you've like done that before. I know. I went to that. I was like, Chrissy, come on. I was like, don't. It's a couple of weeks ago, doll. Like, it's okay. But I do. I think it's going to really turn up once now that Nicole, I think, is switching on to the game. It's going to kick off next week.
I think Chrissy sat her down and said, so do I need you to come into this now. Yeah. Like you need to be backing me up because I'm a one man army at this point.
Exactly. Like, she's like, I am drowning in this random bar in Tokyo. You know, help, turn on Nicole. Like get activated now.
Oh, do you know what I died when they went to that tiny bar, like the second – well, the one after where they were clapping at the pole dance.
Kate, that was like, great. Horrified. I loved it.
But when they were in that tiny bar and Chrissy was talking to Nicole and she goes, oh, I want to go find Terry. And I'm like – turn around. Like you're in an L-shaped tiny bar. Like you don't need to go find Terry. Like she is literally behind you with Sally.
Yeah, exactly. It's literally a corridor, the bar that you're in right now, and you can see her like if you just turn to the left. And I loved also, Terry just not wanting to get up. Terry's like, we're having a great time. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Just come and sit down. Like Terry again, oblivious. Like I feel like Terry, as soon as Chrissy went upstairs, Terry and Caroline just continued the sake tasting because those two are like buzzed as all hell. I loved it.
I loved Terry's little line at the end where like Chrissy was like, oh, like want to go have some fun. Mm. And then Terry was like, yeah, that would be nice.
Loved it. I was like, oh Terry. Mm. I'm loving an activated Terry. I wouldn't want to be on the bad
she's
side
good.
Of our girl.
I know. And I hate to say this because I think she's lovely. I love seeing her like be friendly with everyone. I'd also like to see that bitch Terry that I know she's got
100%
in there as well.
And hanging for her to like fully turn because she, I think, will be like really full on, really scary. I'd be like, oh my God, sorry.
But also as well, I think you can tell like the preview for the next episode when Nicole starts coming at her and then like Chrissy's going, I think you can see a light bulb go off in her head being like, oh, now that Victoria's gone.
Yeah.
Like, and she was like the enemy to like Kate or whatever and you can't get anything out of Kate. You're making this, you're making me the enemy now. Like, I see what like you two are doing. Because I think the thing, she probably just thinks Chrissy's like either misreading or looking for a moment or whatever. But I think Nicole doing something to her, she's now like, oh, no, I see what you're both doing.
And Terry is smart enough to know like, okay, you're playing games here and you're trying to switch on and you're trying to produce this show. She's like, buckle up, baby, because I can double down on this. Like, she's like, literally this entire cast are with me. So great. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
You will will drown.
I'm excited for the dinner next week.
Oh, me too. I'm loving, I loved like the back end of this episode. I was like, okay, great. This is like good level drama and just like escalate. It needs to. We love like a chaotic dinner party. There's never a better moment ever in Housewives.
And I have no idea, like when we saw the preview for the season, I feel like I have no idea how
where it's
the season ends because I thought this dinner where like Caroline walks out from and goes like, fuck you all. And like that kind of back and forth. I thought that was that when I saw the preview, I was like, oh, that's the finale dinner. Like that's where they all kind of like have like a moment. And so if we've got another one with Victoria back in the mix at the end or some kind of event, I'm like, ooh, like I need to see what that is.
How many, do we know how many eps this season?
10 apparently.
Okay. And this was so, 8, wasn't it?
Yeah. So another two and then two. Okay, perfect. For the girls. Yeah. Oh,
good. Yeah. There'll be another dinner for sure.
I just can't wait for Victoria to come back into the mix and see.
Oh, totally. She'll be like, well, sorry, I thought just I was her the and target. Kate
saying hello to each other. Yeah. Kate's having a lovely holiday. She doesn't need to be involved in anything
Kate's
right now.
Kate's like never been happier. She's loving Japan. She's on the hunt for a husband.
Love her. I would love her to find someone.
Love that for her.
It'll give Chrissy something to talk about.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Any other thoughts on the girls?
I just love Caroline. She's. Yeah. I'm obsessed with her. It's solidified. Yeah. Standout. Like want to be near her. Want to hear all of the stories about 90s in Tokyo, sign me up.
I know. Oh, she would like, I feel like she'd be good on any franchise. You know what I mean? Like
anywhere.
You could just like lift her up and like throw her in like Beverly Hills or something like that. And she would just be like, yes.
Totally. She's like so confident, so sure of herself and just like walks into any situation. She's like, hi, you want to know me? Yep. Like, good luck to you. Love her.
All right. Let's take a break and come back with what we're watching. And we're back with what we're watching. Now, I need to just preface this will come out on the day that Beverly Hills will come out. So we have not seen the new Dinner Party from Hell, which I am hanging for.
Oh, I can't wait. It's what we've all been waiting for. And it better deliver. I tell you that much. If it is nothing more than these clips that I've seen, I'll be furious.
I will lose my mind. Camille and Denise arriving alone has given me everything.
Dan, I cannot stop watching that clip of Denise talking to Erica when she's yeah, well, no, whatever she says.
Well, you know.
Yeah,
Erica's
now,
like, I'm sorry, Denise.
Yes. It's the realest I've ever seen Erica, but just she's like, I can't with you. You're ludicrous.
You're off your face.
Who are you? I just keep watching that like on repeat. I cannot wait to see how that messes. And we get to see Morgan as well.
Okay, so you've watched that clip of
yes.
Morgan coming. Yeah, okay. Can we we need to talk about that. That is
What is going on?
I haven't seen enough of it, but watching that clip, I was like, you guys are into each other. Like
they
that
are.
Was you do not randomly like follow someone at this age as well, some random lesbian singer, and then you guys start talking, then you hang out, then you're starting to get tattoos. That's not normal. No.
That's not how you make friends. That is not making friends. That is I want to date you, like make out with you. I don't know what is going on. It's really odd.
Following is queer. Like the whole thing, like the following on Instagram, like to found a music and whatever, and followed
true,
him. Like, no, that's queer coded. The whole thing.
That's true. And I was like, great if that's what it is. But why is it this weird caginess? I don't know about it all. I'm like, who cares? Who cares?
Yeah, just
be together. Just say it. It just makes no sense. Did you actually see that interview with Kathy Hilton that came out this week? She was on like, I don't know, one of those American talk shows.
Was she with Paris?
With Paris, like, doing promo for Paris in Love. And they ask her like, do you think they're going to get back together? And then she looks at Paris and then she's like, should I say it? And Bryce is like, whatever. And then she says, I don't think Kyle would have gone this far and this public with all of it if she was like, she's not going back. She's not going back. All of this, there's no turning. And I completely agree. There's no reason they would have gone this public about a separation if she's done. She's done.
Do you think on the Netflix version with Mo that they're going to paint Kyle as like a lesbian villain? Like, do you think yes. that's like if he's in control of the show, like EPing his it, version. He'll be like, let's make her like.
Yeah. Oh, the love, devil. I love like the totally different version of the same show. Yeah. Oh my God. Totally. Totally. He can tell he's, they're off. They do not want a bar of each other.
Oh, he can't stand her. No. That, I felt so uncomfortable a few episodes ago when his mother family. Was over.
Oh.
That was, and then the way he was speaking to her and stuff, I'm like, you, both of you hate each other. Like,
Hate each other. I think like him getting rich is like the, that's what's undone them is he's rich.
Yeah.
The agency is super successful. That's what's no good. She loved him when he was poor. Like, she couldn't have given a shit. Like, yeah. But I think it's him who's – it's all the, like she was saying, like going out and partying and all of that. She's like, I'm tired. Oh, I'm tired of doing the splits at every party. She's like, enough.
Honestly, but for years now, I've sat there like watching this show and seeing Mo next to her absolutely stoned out of his brain at like dinners and stuff yeah. like that. I'm like, I wouldn't want to be around you. Like if no. you're with a partner that for years wasn't like that and then you start like going out to stuff and they're just like not present because they've just like medicating themselves on like either getting fucked up or yeah. like getting stoned. Like, you don't want to be around that.
Not at
like,
all.
I'd also be like, you know, following a musician on Instagram as well. Like, you'd want out.
I would do exactly what she's done and find yes. another musician who lives in a different state and say, hey, should we get matching tattoos?
Do we get tattoos?
Sign me up. Get me my Kemosabe hat and I'll meet you at the rodeo.
Oh, those like, fucking those hats. I can't.
Terrible.
And I can't stand Crystal's obviously clocked it immediately, but like Kyle now trying to come for like Sutton because she thinks she has like an alcohol problem because she's like stopped drinking for 2 seconds. I'm like, get fucked.
Yes, that's true. Oh God. But I didn't even actually realize the whole, the Sutton and the Kathy of it all. That's the problem. That is the
yeah,
problem
oh,
between those two. Yeah. I didn't realize like until she said that, until it was like, cause Sutton's clearly still pals. That's the whole problem. That's why she's annoyed yeah. at Sutton. It's like Sutton knows that's exactly the issue. I was like, okay, yeah. here we go.
That's the root cause.
It's the root cause, yeah. But I can't wait.
But I'm excited to see Miss Cynthia Bailey sitting there not saying a word as well
yeah.
at the dinner.
Yeah, we'll get not a peep from Cynthia.
Oh, just very quickly on Miss Cynthia Bailey, Nene, oh. Portia. And the girls in Dubai, I'm just like, I don't want to get my hopes up.
But I'm excited for whatever it was. There's cameras in the back of every like Insta story that they were posting. Like, what is going on? Were they in Dubai?
Yes,
okay.
They were.
They're absolutely going to be in an episode. Like, it must be someone's birthday or something. But that gang, I'm obsessed with that group of girls. Like,
Nene and Portia would be unstoppable if they like came back to Atlanta.
Oh my God. That would just be like the injection that Atlanta needs to be back to like just revive itself. Oh my God.
I know. I just missed the like golden era yes. of Atlanta. It was just like the funniest show.
It was so funny and like brutal and amazing. Like it was peak.
We should talk about Miami because I feel like we haven't spoken about Miami at all.
I love it.
Are you loving?
I love Miami. Miami's honestly, I think it's like such an underrated gem. I don't know if people are like, I don't feel like everyone does Miami and you should. It's so light and fun and I love the women. I'm like just such a huge Alexia fan.
She's great because she's like she can go full devil. Like last season she was
like
bad, like she was a horrific person, but now she's obviously seen herself and gone, oh, I've got a correct course here.
Totally. I cannot handle Larsa. She is ludicrous. Like, and her and Marcus is... that's too much. Too much.
I know. But she's such a lovable dumbass to me because it's just nothing head, it's head empty.
Totally.
It is just, she like the whole Gertie thing where she went and just told everyone immediately about Gertie's cancer. But that's the thing. She's so stupid and self-centered that she's like, I'm just going to go tell everyone about this and not give it a second thought. Like the way she was telling people, there was no caution.
None.
It was just, there was bang, none. Here it is. Like, I had this conversation like
20 people in one hit. I was loving like the editing that just was just reading her. But she just told everyone. She does not care. And I don't think – I think she would totally defend that. Come the reunion, she's going to defend that to her grave. She would see that there was no problem with that. I feel for Jody dating Lisa, you know, the guy.
Kate, I cannot stand Lisa.
Me too. She cannot stand her.
She did not have a storyline until Lenny was getting a divorce and she got cheated on. Like that's, she had nothing to offer. Like after that first reboot season, I was like, get her off the show. Yeah. Like she's not doing a thing. And then obviously I would... not in her eyes gifted, but she was gifted a storyline to keep her on the show, which has, but it's, she just offers nothing. And I feel so, sorry for that guy she's dating because she is so obsessed with keeping that Lenny situation going.
And what is that guy hanging around for? What is he? I don't get it, but I even love it. I can't even think, it was one of the dinner parties recently and she kept talking about him. Oh, even she was talking about Lenny again and again, and like poor Jody like walked past hearing them, and they are all the other women are just like stop like screaming at her, like just stop, they can't handle it, they're like no more Lenny chat, like please stop. Oh, God. But I love it. I love this group of women. I just think they're great.
They're great. And they're just all on. You know what I mean? Like when they're in a scene, they are on, they're giving everything. There's no like light moment. Like even if it's like a scene where not much technically happens, they're like giving everything. Oh,
they're giving like 100. Even the friends of are giving more than official cast members.
Love Kiki.
Love her. Like they give more than official cast members in other cities. They give so much, those friends of.
Adriana being a friend, she's also a devil, but like that, the comedy of her coming in with the white flag in like the first episode, it's like beautiful.
I feel like she was like, what is that? Put it down. She's insane in the best way.
Love. And just her like music career that's meant to be happening. Like it's the wildest thing to me. Like how are we taking any of this seriously?
How is she making video clips and like working also with like huge producers? I can't imagine she's paying them. She doesn't seem to have a dime. So where is like this coming from?
Miami's got a bit of the Salt Lake cities where it doesn't seem like a real place.
It's not.
Like, you know, it just exists in its own, like, bubble and it's its own universe where it doesn't connect to, like, what's happening in the real world.
Nothing, none of them are tethered to the ground. The city is not tethered to the ground. Like, it's not real. It's all in its own universe. And their money, their apartments, their homes are, like...
it's insane.
Like, nothing I've ever seen before. I just don't get it. Mm. But I love it.
Now, should we move on to Potomac? How are you?
Please,
yes. How are you faring with?
I still really like it. I don't feel like anything is happening yet, apart from obviously the voodoo curse.
Oh, of it all. The Necco Wendy stuff. I'm just like, that's... Wendy's just on when she's like, anytime she's like threatened for a second, she'll just be like,
oh, that's my favorite Wendy. Like Zen Wen, see you never. I only want Wendy when she feels the slight bit attacked. She is next level. Like also don't you, I really, really loved the pettiness of the husbands unfollowing each other on Facebook, or whatever that was. And poor
100% Eddie unfriended him. You could see Eddie couldn't even speak properly. He was just like, oh, what do you mean? Look at Facebook. I'm like, go away.
You could feel Wendy breathing over him. Like Wendy stood over him to delete that guy as a friend on Facebook.
Yeah.
Eddie's face that whole time was just like, oh my God, get me out of here. Get me out of here. And what about Juan knocking over, putting everything on fire.
Great. And Candace going, that's the demons.
The demons. And they're all like, oh, the like, that's when I love these women. They're so ridiculous and over the top. And it's great. Oh,
that, and I wish I wrote down the line verbatim, but when they were talking about Robin's outfit and then Karen was saying,
like, yeah,
basically, no one wants Robin's coochie or something, not even one. And they're just like, take that out. I'm just like, no.
No, keep it in. That outfit was insane that she turned up into playing
pickleball.
Like, what? It was inappropriate for a dance class, let alone playing pickleball. Also, on the pickleball front, like, what?
I can't stand it. I just want it to end.
Did Bravo invent pickleball? Because I've never heard pickleball ever mentioned anywhere outside of a Bravo show. So I think it's some sort of scheme.
I don't think it's real.
It's not real. It only exists in the Bravo universe, people playing pickleball. I don't get it.
I think Randall, Lala, Kent's ex, invented it.
He did. He's the champion. That's why it's like just demons come out when people play pickleball. No good.
Yeah, it's not for me. Just go play tennis or just don't do anything at all.
Yes.
Not for me.
Not for me.
Now, not Housewives related, but Mother God.
I got to get to the Galactics.
What is it? What's the actual name?
Love Has Won. It's the most ludicrous thing in the world. As I said the other day, Adrian saw me watching it and he was like, have you not watched like every cult documentary there is? Like, enough. Stop. Stop. And I was like, no, but this one takes the cake on another level, doesn't it?
It's just, it's insane. And we can't do it justice because Sexy Unique Podcast recapped the first two episodes like last week at the beginning of it. So if anyone wants to actually hear a proper recap about the insanity of this cult,
truly
listen to Salty Utah Queens from last week.
Do yourself a favor, because
lost my mind. It was the funniest.
That was the funniest thing. That is like the best episode of a pod I have listened to in years. I was like in bed, because I listen to a podcast when I go to sleep. In bed, my body was convulsing with laughter. Like, I was trying not to laugh. It's the best recap of this insane show you're ever gonna hear. But Mother God, not a well girl.
For anyone not familiar with it, it is American cult, a woman who essentially thinks she's Jesus, that also has, like, so she's called Mother God, and she always has like someone she's fucking called Father God with her in this cult. And she just has a bunch of people with her, and how would we describe it, Kate? She just has parties where she gets absolutely fucked up, just like drinks till she's like blackout, bong hits, like constantly just absolutely ripping them, and then just does live streams.
And then live streams, and then
collects members.
Collects all these kids from around. It's like I was saying it the other day, it's like every disgusting Inner West house party that you have like ended up in at 5 a.m. on a Sunday morning. Like, where am I? And there's like a weird chick in the corner who doesn't have any shoes on and is just like spouting nonsense. And you're like, sorry, where am I? But this chick seems to have...
That's the cult.
And this chick hasn't seemed to ignite a bunch of people to give her all their money.
Starve them.
They're not eating a thing, but she is just eating and drinking. She's just a drunk. She is just like a total drunk. And then she starts going blue because she's drinking the I don't even know what it's called. The silver stuff that she's...
Yeah, silver.
Yep. She's drinking this weird... I don't even know what it is, but it turns you silver. Like, her skin is silver.
And she like... dies. She's like the whole the, dies. Sorry the whole point the beginning of the documentary is like her body is found wrapped in sleeping bags and Christmas lights, and it's being kept with the cult because they're like, she's ascended, and like they've got to keep her body there. And it's so fucking insane. And also, this is not a spoiler for anyone, but no one's in jail.
That's
no one's like
they're interviewing
not a
all
single
of them.
Person has been locked up, even though they were essentially poisoning her this entire time while she was drinking this silver shit, and didn't get her any help when she was like actually dying. It's like the most feral group.
They're foul, and they keep calling hospitals like 3D hospitals. Like, even then, she starts to say, "No, please, please, actually take me to a hospital," and they're like, "No, mother wouldn't have gone to a hospital."
The bit we haven't touched on, basically when she's like talking to these like galactics, she's basically channeling Robin Williams, dead Robin Williams.
That's the best
comedy legend. That's who she's like channeling.
And whenever she's horrible. Like,
and that's what they think is real. And they all know this. This is like common knowledge. It's like absolutely.
They talk about Robin Williams like I would talk about, you know, like, you, someone they really like, they really know him. Like, it's really like, they're like,
she goes,
Robin.
Speaks to Robin. Like, don't
speaking
even
speaking to Robin. And it's like, sorry, what are you talking about, you lunatics? And that they're insane. All still going, and all their poor families tuning into these live streams, like, you're crazy. It's great. It's on another level.
So it's only three parts, and
is the third one.
Third one's it. It finishes.
Oh,
so okay,
no.
Once you finish this, you're done.
I've just started the first like 10 minutes, and they go on Dr. Phil and thinking Dr. Phil was the answer to anyway. Oh god, it's so good
to all your problems.
It's so good.
And just very quickly from my side to shout out is Squid Game, the challenge. Not that I'll no gun to Kate's head to watch that, but I had a lovely time. What a lovely blend of reality TV and narrative. It's really chef's kiss for me.
You're not the only person now who's told me that they really love that. So I actually think I'm going to pop it on, because multiple people are saying to me, like, it's the weirdest thing, but I cannot stop watching it. It's like actually good.
It's so strange. Okay. Like, especially them all staying, like, the very Big Brother style, like, prison yard, them all staying in, like, huge bunk bedrooms and just, like, hanging out. Like, it's very odd, but... And it looks great. Like, they haven't spared a set. So I always enjoy
top level production designing. Love. Okay, you need to actually pop that on.
Now, Kate, are you getting renewed or cancelled this week?
She's getting renewed. I actually feel great at the moment.
Great. I feel great too. I rode home in the rain. I was soaking wet, but then I felt like alive afterwards. Like, it really just like
that would have been like,
I don't know.
Yeah,
I was
like
just
charged.
Like, I was bouncing around, being like, "Woo! Like, here we go, ready to record the pod."
Bam!
So look, renewed energy.
Love that.
Now, Kate, where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Katie Cam.
I'm at Dan Tom Morrison on Twitter, or at Gasbagging on Instagram and TikTok. Kate, thank you again for doing this. We've only got a few episodes left, and then done for the season.
We're done. I can't believe it.
Almost done.
Great to be here.
Great to be here. And I'll see you on Saturday for a delicious meal.
Yes. Buckle up. I can't wait to wonder what's going to go down at our dinner party. Who's going to turn on each other?
Yes. I'll be the Chrissy. I'll come to you. You can be the Terry.
Yeah, I'll be the Terry.
Why are you attacking me? Yeah.
Love this for us.
Thank you and farewell.
Bye.